Guys, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, each week, Coach Larry O'Brien gives us leadership tips to help us, to help managers actually become more effective leaders. And Larry told us a few weeks ago, I've had to play, read broadcasts of his earlier leadership tips because he took the month of July basically off to spend time with his family because that was important to Coach Larry. And Coach Larry knows how to live a balanced life. And I applaud him and that he's able to do it, and he did it. But he is back. Thankfully, we have Coach Larry back today, and he's got a brand new segment. And this is another part of the show where I suggest that you get a pen and paper out and jot down some notes, because Larry's going to tell you some things that are going to help you as a leader. And if you don't want to use a pen and paper because you're not old school like me, then get out whatever device du jour you have and get your thumbs ready and take down some notes that are going to help you. Okay, so with no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson with Coach Larry.
Hey everyone, I'm excited to be back from taking the month of July off. As I mentioned, at the end of June, I was taking the month off to relax and re-energize, or really just have some fun. As a reminder, I also shared how this is aligned with my values of family, freedom, growth, achievement, and travel. So what did I do during my month off? Well, thanks for asking. For starters, we spent the week on Lake Kiwi in South Carolina. We brought our boat and we spent most of the days wakeboarding, finding waterfalls, and jumping off boulders. Another week, we went to Nashville and we saw some live music, and we forced our kids to take country line dancing lessons. The lessons were only 10 minutes, but the damage we did to their trust for us will last a lifetime. Hopefully one day when they're in college or at a honky-tonk, they will thank us for this very important life skill. We also explored the Mammoth Cave National Park in Kentucky. This was really amazing. We walked for 4 miles underground. And this cave is over 400 miles long, as far as they know at this point. And I learned the difference between a cave and a cavern are the letters R and N. And that to enter caverns, the tickets are typically more expensive than caves. I also learned, and this is very interesting as well, that the night before we went to the Mammoth Cave, someone fired a gun at the park's campground. Why? As it turns out, that person who fired the gun saw Bigfoot. So I was going to say apparently saw Bigfoot, but I choose to believe that Bigfoot is real and Bigfoot was there. So very exciting stuff. We also went to the Whitewater Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. This place is amazing. They have class 4 rapids, whatever that means. But we did experience some hairy situations as people almost went flying off the boat. We had to grab their personal flotation device. It's not a lifesaver, by the way. Had to haul them back in, and you're just kind of holding on for dear life. We also jumped, or I did anyway, with my younger son. We jumped off a 100-foot-high, perfectly good platform, and we did some zip lining, and, you know, one of my goals is growth, and this was definitely a growth situation. I do not like heights, but I was there just kind of stepping off this platform and overcoming some of these fears. So we did a lot of great things, and as you can tell, probably, I'm really energized by it. So why am I telling you all this? Because I want to talk about maintaining your energy and engagement throughout the work year. So there are many ways to do this. I'm going to give you 3 tips. So just 3 that I'm very confident if you do this and you continue to do this, you'll have more energy and be more engaged throughout the year. So this year, I spent a lot of time on the road teaching workshops. There was one, I was just looking at my calendar, there was one period of time where I traveled every week for 6 weeks straight. I love my work, but this was draining. And as I was reflecting on this, the reason it was draining is because my schedule took away from my number one value, family. So one thing we did was plan our month-long vacation in advance, the one that we just took. My friend Linda Butler would say, always plan your next vacation at the end of your vacation. And she's right. Not everyone can take a month off. But even if you plan a long weekend, it gives you something to look forward to. So tip number one is to set aside time in the future for something that you will look forward to. It can be a vacation. It can be a running race or bicycle race, triathlon, or it could just be a retreat with friends. So plan something in advance to look forward to. Put that on your calendar, circle it. That will give you some energy throughout the year. Tip number two to keep your energy up is knowing your values. Write them down. I already shared what mine are, but keep them on your desk or a cork board and ask yourself regularly, you know, at the end of the day, if you're living your values. At the beginning of the day, be intentional about living your values and do something every day to live them. Because if you're living your values, if you're doing those things that are important to you, then that actually creates energy and doesn't take away your energy. Tip number three is exercise. I know these sound simple. It's simple, but it's difficult to do it on a regular basis. Now, I'm not in great shape, but I know that when I exercise in the morning, I simply have a much better day. There's a lot of science that shows that exercise has positive mental outcomes beyond the physical. So this is how it works for me. If I'm having a bad day or having a bad meeting, I know that at least this morning I did my push-ups or I ran on the treadmill or did my physical routine. And that makes me feel good about myself. And it also gives me confidence when I know I did something that I don't really enjoy. So what do you do to stay engaged during the year? I want to know. Please connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, MendozaAndObrien.com. See you next week.
Oh, thank you so much, Coach Larry. And you guys, reach out to Coach Larry. Go to MendozaAndObrien.com. Let him know what you do to stay engaged throughout the year. I highly recommend that you reach out to Coach Larry. I've known him personally and professionally for many years, and he is dedicated to helping improve the performance of people and companies, and he's fantastic at it. I highly endorse Coach Larry.